In September of 1862, Confederate Commander Robert E. Lee wanted to carry the South's momentum into Union territory. By doing so, he hoped to gain European recognition of the Confederacy. Singing "Maryland, My Maryland," Lee's army splashed across the Potomac River on September 4, 1862. They rested at Frederick, Maryland, to plan their next move. A week later at Frederick, General McClellan was handed a found copy of Lee's plan to divide his rebel forces and encircle the Union post at Harper's Ferry. In light of the new information, Union troops were sent to Sharpsburg to head off Lee's forces, but were delayed with a battle at South Mountain near Burkittsville. Meanwhile, Stonewall Jackson, with intimidating artillery, had forced a surrender from the Union defenders at Harper's Ferry. On the 17th of September, the large armies met at Antietam Creek near Sharpsburg, Maryland. McClellan's troops, outnumbering Lee's 2-1, succeeded in stopping the Confederate drive to the north. Because McClellan failed to pursue Lee's troops into Virginia, the battle was not conclusive, yet resulted in the bloodiest single day of fighting in the entire war. 5 days later, President Lincoln issued the preliminary Emancipation Proclamation.